Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to this episode of Astros Baseball. On this episode, we are going to go over some Astros stuff, and we got a pretty big crowd today, folks. Not only do we have Stadium Steffi, we also got the new guys, Ryan and Wally. First up, what's up, Steph?
Hey man, having a great Saturday. Excited, been blinging out the rest of my mom's jersey because blinging out the front was not enough. Apparently not enough bling for mama, so she asked me to do the back too, so that is our newest project.
I didn't know people still be dazzled.
My mom will be dazzle anything, let me tell you, and especially Astros stuff. If it's not her favorite jersey of all time, I will riot.
Longtime fan Wally, how's it going today, sir?
It's good. It's an interesting season coming up because you've got, you know, for the first time really, at least since 15, there's a lot of questions the Astros have. You look up and down what the roster outside the bullpen, you can put a question on just about any position they have. It's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. You know, who comes back? Is JB still the man? You know, what does Pena come back? What do they do with the contracts? It's going to be a really, really interesting season.
Ryan, new guy. How you doing, buddy?
Hey guys. Doing well. Like Steffi, I'm glad to see the sun out. Man, if it's not been a couple of weeks of just brutal weather, it's nice to have something that makes you want to go outside for a little bit.
I've been on night shift the last 2 weeks, and I swear every night it's either raining or it's foggy, and I have to drive like 50 miles an hour home because I can't see anything. So let's talk about 2024. You know, Wally brought it up. It's a pretty brutal schedule for a team that maybe he says has some unknowns. 4 games against the Yankees at home, 3 against the Blue Jays, 4 against the Rangers, a little break with the Royals, and then Texas and Atlanta. It's going to be brutal.
Yeah, it's going to be the start of the season is going to be a test of, you know, where everybody spent their offseason, right? And I think the spring training will answer some of those questions maybe that Wally brought up. And, you know, we might talk about a few of them here, but I think center field and you know, what's going to happen with Jake Myers apparently still getting the nod at center field. There's a lot of people that feel like that's a huge question mark. Which Abreu are we going to see to start the season? You know, Breggy and Tucker, what's their start to the season going to look like? So it'll be an interesting test right off the bat for sure.
Yeah, I think one of the cool things, though, is that we are going to see a lot of really big teams, teams that have a lot of depth, that have a lot of really good players. And if we can get through that stretch, I think that that's a huge moment where you can build a lot of confidence in your team. Obviously, like Wally said at the beginning, there are a bunch of question marks of we just don't know how this team is going to play out. You know, we've made a couple of good moves with getting Hader on the roster, but it's, you know, again, a lot of question marks. And it's going to be interesting to see kind of how the team handles having so many big teams right at the start of the season. But if you can get some wins under your belt with those teams, huge chance to build a lot of confidence.
You know, two things that I'd see is since they had so much trouble last year at home at the end of the season, those first couple of series at home are going to be huge. Do we get the curse hangover? Do we come out of the gate hot? Who hits? I mean, we've got guys on this team that typically do not do well at the first of the season. You know, you look at Bregman, the last two seasons, it's been June and he's been in the low 200s, or last year he was on the interstate. Now, when you get at the end of the season, he's Bregman. He's 25, 98, hit 262. You know, that's kind of what he's done his entire career. Well, that's all well and good if you're still in the race, but if the team slides, who cares?
So that was something I was going to say at the end. I was going to ask you guys if you thought Bregman was finally not going to have this slow start, because they interviewed him and he said, this is the first year that I'm not dealing with an injury and I'm ready to go. And it's also like pretty much a contract year for him.
Yeah, it's a big year. He's got a lot to prove. If you check his socials, he's advertising that he's working his tail off. And I think maybe, you know, him saying this is the first off season that I've not really dealt with anything could potentially be huge. And yeah, you said it. It's a contract year. If the Astros, you know, don't get ahead of the game and offer him an extension, and he's the kind of guy that could, that would probably just really kick it into gear and crush it during a contract season. So I have high hopes, and I think most people do. But again, if we're going off of history, we'll just kind of have to see where he gets started.
Anyone else?
Well, I think it's interesting also with Bregman and Altuve is it was interesting to hear that they had neither of those two had any contract discussions. You know, a lot of times those take place in spring training. Seems like Dana's had himself very busy just getting the roster put together. Now the roster is together. Can Dana come back and start at least getting Altuve done? I think if we were to handicap these, which one gets done first, you would think that probably Altuve is a higher probability. Bregman would be second just because it just seems that way. Tucker, they've got another year, but, you know, Tucker has not to this point shown a whole lot of, you know, just a whole lot of want to just to do an extension.
All right. So the Astros, let's go with what was supposed to be our first topic. The Astros trade for Cabbage. What did y'all think about this, Steph? What'd you think about when you heard that we traded for Cabbage? The guy looks like he's got a lot of tools. He's one of these guys that has amazing AAA numbers. I think he played 12 major league games last season and didn't do that great, but overall, it looks like a pretty good pickup.
Yeah, I think I'm really excited about it. Honestly, I had to read a lot into him. I didn't know a lot about him before he got traded to the Astros, but reading through, I mean, seeing that he's a 30 for 30 prospect, I mean, how can you not be excited about that? And, you know, 12 games in the midst of a major league season, that's not a lot, you know? So definitely hopeful for him. I think you look at guys like even, you know, Alex Bregman had super slow start to his career. There are guys like Yordan Alvarez who come up and it's like they didn't, you know, like they've been a major leaguer for their entire life. And then other guys like Bregman who they start off a little slower, but once they get it, they get it. So definitely hopeful that he could be one of those guys. But yeah, excited to see what he can bring to the table. I think it'll be a good depth move for sure.
Wally?
Yeah, it's something for nothing, really. They traded him for a pitcher that's, what, a single A pitcher, if that? He's at least 3 years away.
Yep.
You know, he's a lottery pick to see if he's going to even make it to the big leagues. Cabbage at least has a chance to contribute. It looks like he comes up in positions where they could use some depth. And if he doesn't work out, well, you really didn't give anything for it.
True. So if you look at his AAA numbers, he hit 306, 975 OPS, 30 home runs, 89 RBIs, 25 doubles, 32 stolen bases, and that was in 107 games.
Yeah. Now, I believe he played in Salt Lake. The Angels team was in Salt Lake, right?
Yep.
So that's at altitude. So you got to kind of grade that one on the curve and see if he can come up.
I think there's a lot of
major league hit.
I think there's a lot of people in that Pacific Coast League that have, what are they called, cushed up numbers because of where they play a lot of the games.
Right.
PCL is definitely a hitter's league. Yeah. I mean, Jake Myers had very similar numbers to those, you know, when he played in AAA. And, you know, we all kind of see the struggles that Jake has had since he's come up outside of, you know, a few stretches of brilliance. But
I remember Myers being really good till he hit the wall and hurt his arm.
He was pretty good up to that point. Last year when Chaz was out, you know, Jake had 4 or 5 weeks of killer ball. I mean, he was a, you know, 125, 130 OPS plus guy there for, you know, a good 4 or 5 weeks when he got regular play. I think Jake's a guy that's got to play regularly to, to be well and be within within, you know, rhythm.
I agree.
But, you know, Cabbage, I think that this is, you said it, it's kind of a deal for nothing. Espinoza's 22 years old, who the Astros gave to the Angels. And, you know, a Cuban guy, I've seen video of him. He looks like he's got some pretty slick, you know, pretty sick stuff. But you just never know when you're dealing with a 22-year-old kid like that. So I think it's a good depth move, like Steffi said. And this is something that is kind of a wait and see. It adds that depth. Does it prevent Lou Perfetto from getting the nod to come up, or any of those other guys in AAA down there in Sugarland that we've hoped to see? Maybe spring training will tell us.
Yeah, I read a story that said that he's kind of going to block these guys. Joe Espada said he loves his athleticism. He plays corner outfield and some first base. He's very excited to have him in camp. So I don't know if this guy's going to start in AAA. I don't know the deal with this, but I don't think he has to. I really don't know. I think he's going to be in AAA. I have no idea. I don't know how that works.
He's a fringe major league player. He's going to come in and he's going to have to win a spot. And if he wins a spot, he wins a spot. I think, you know, being a corner outfielder, I think he's the guy, and we're really reaching here, as a guy like Justin Dearden is a little more on the bubble for this. You know, Dearden came up and had that great spring last year, didn't leave him on the team, went down to AAA, and he was, you know, average.
Yep.
I mean, I think if anything, it gives us more options, and I think that that's always a good thing. I mean, Lou Perfetto is one of the guys that I think I've been the most excited to see, along with Kennedy Corona and a few of these other guys, because I got to watch them, you know, back home when I go to Corpus. You know, you get to watch these guys out there. So for me, I think it gives us more options, and I think that's never a bad thing.
I don't know if the other Major League Baseball teams fans are like the Astros fans, but we love our minor league guys, and a lot of people get upset when you get rid of them.
Well,
you know, the cool thing is that both of our minor league teams are within relatively close distance to the major league team, so you don't get that a lot across the rest of the league. So it is pretty cool to be able to say, like Steffi said, just run down, you know, take a 5 or 6 hour drive to Corpus and get to watch the Double A guys. And you know, heck yeah, 45 minutes if you're on a good day traffic wise to get to Sugarland from downtown. So
shoot, it's only 3 hours. It ain't that far. Yeah.
To Corpus.
3.5 hours if you're probably 4 hours if you're in the Woodlands and there's traffic.
Yeah, I'm on the north side here. So
hey,
yeah,
on a bad day, it can take 3 hours to get down to Constellation Field.
Ain't that the truth?
That's true.
All right. So the next topic, Billy Wagner. I would have bet the farm that this guy was going to finally get in. The numbers look good. All of the, you know, the pre-counting with how many were left. I think he missed it by 5 votes, 73.5%. He needs 75. I'm shocked that he got snubbed again in year number 9. So we'll have to wait till year 10.
I was not shocked in the slightest, which is sad. I have a friend who's a streamer, and the night before, he's like, Wagner's getting in. They were putting up the video on ESPN and MLB Network of like his, like, you know, greatest performances and all of these things. And I was like, it means nothing until you get the call and until you hear it, you know, getting announced. And I told him, I was like, I get the feeling this is going to be like another Biggio situation where it takes entirely too long. And where he's just a few shy. And sure enough, the next day, my friend is like, I can't believe Wagner got snubbed. And I was like, what did I tell you? So it's such a bummer. I definitely think he gets in next year. If not, again, we riot and I'm in.
I'll be right back.
He was in the high 70s, around 80% all the time. And they always tend to drop off at the end.
Yep. Every time.
Yep.
Maybe next
year. Yeah, I just can't understand. I just can't understand how you don't take a guy who literally has the highest rate stuff in live ball history and not put him in the Hall. I mean,
it's insane.
Got the best, you know, K9 rate, the best K percentage rate. I mean, he's, you know, but he's eons better than some of those guys that are already in the Hall. And to just snub him like that and make him wait all 10 years to get in. I don't see it. I mean, he's got the best reliever ERA outside of one guy, and it's Mo, you know? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, when you're 4 points, whatever it is, behind Mariano Rivera in lifetime ERA as a reliever and a closer, you pretty much deserve to be in there next to the guy.
Exactly.
Well, when you ask the guys that faced him and they just roll their eyes, that's all you need to know.
He was awesome. I have the TikTok page, and I used the green screen, and I had all of his stats behind me. And I'm like, this guy's got to get in. He's number one, number one, number four, number one. Like, this is ridiculous that the guy's not in here. But I saw this graphic, fellas and ladies. I love how when people post these little graphics, you'll learn that as you get to know me. And I use a lot of it for material on here. And it showed a team built from the best remaining free agents. And I don't know if any of these have gotten signed, but you got Brandon Belt. This is the infield. Brandon Belt, Whit Merrifield, Tim Anderson, and Matt Chapman. Duvall, Bellinger, Solar, JD Martinez, Gary Sanchez, Blake Snell, Jacob Junis. And someone had mentioned, they was like, wouldn't it be cool if the Oakland A's just grabbed all of these guys? How good?
One last hoorah.
Yeah.
In the
write
Coliseum.
It out.
So how good do you think?
What would that payroll look like?
It would be a lot.
It'd be four times what they've got signed right now.
Exactly. That's right.
It'll probably be 20
minimum.
Times.
Yeah, it might be.
It'd be a lot. But how do you think this team would fare in some other like divisions in Major League Baseball?
1 year? Like just
no,
one
how
year
would they fare? Like let's say the Oakland A's grabbed all these guys. How good would this team be?
Well, it depends on what their pitching looks like.
Yeah. You just have to pretend
you got a guy like Soler. I mean, we were at game six of the 21 World Series when Soler hit that ball out. We were talking to Mary and we were sitting next to her and said, throw him a split, but don't hang it. Well, he hung it, and that ball still hasn't come down. I mean, he just crushed that ball. But he crushes it, but that's kind of all he does. You know, you'd love to have Bellinger. You'd love to have Chapman. Tim Anderson, you know, maybe or not.
Yeah, not that's no for me.
If you'd have Whit Merrifield on the Astros, I'd love to have Whit Merrifield. We'd have to get rid of somebody, but you can play him someplace every night. He's like Dubon 2.0.
Yeah, I hear a lot of 33, 34, 35, and 36-year-old names on that list, though.
That's why they got one year to get it done.
That's why they would have to get just 1 year to get it done. I think that team wins everything but the NL West in the National League. And I think in the American League, it would easily take the Central and probably give, well, I don't know. The Orioles just picked up Corbin Burns. They're the real deal. It would give the East a really good run for their money. And I think the Astros,
I think they finished fourth.
Think the Astros. Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think they beat the Astros or the Rangers.
No, not at all.
I see that as an 86, 87, 88 win team.
Yeah, depending on what else they build, but you know, we can't go that far.
Assuming they have a pitching staff that's representative.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's a fun exercise, though.
All right, so this next topic, me and Steffi found this hilarious. It's great. I was like, how do people come up with this? How do they?
It's amazing.
How are you sitting there like, I wonder how far the closest Chili's is to each Major League Baseball stadium.
They did a ranking.
So Brooks Gate, yeah. At Brooks _ Gate, that's who posted this.
That's hilarious.
It's so
how
funny.
Far, y'all being from Houston, how far do you think the nearest Chili's is to Minute Maid Park? Let's see who can get the closest. Oof.
I can't answer because I already saw.
Okay, you can't answer. I would have no idea.
I'm gonna say 5 miles, but that's just a swag.
I might have to just swing with Wally there and say somewhere in that 5 to 6 mile range. I can't even think about where a Chili's is down the loop. There. So it's got to be
the closest one
is probably got to be down by U of H somewhere. So if you hop on 45 south and head towards school. No,
I think there's one y'all don't know about. Then.
Steffi's shaking her
There's
head.
One right by my house.
Ooh.
Which is right by Lakewood Church, which is not very far from downtown.
Just around the other side.
And another one over on Taylor Street, I want to say, by the Target. I'm 95% sure there's another one over there.
Okay, I think I know you're talking about Steffi.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. All right, so number one. 1 mile away is Progressive Field in Cleveland. Number two, 1.3 miles away is Angel Stadium. Number three, 1.5 miles away is the stadium American Family Field in Milwaukee. 1.6 miles, Globe Life Park, or Globe Life Field now, I guess. Number five, 1.9 miles.
Ooh, I know where that Chili's is in Arlington. I know where that one is.
It's probably right down the road. Get back to the highway. Marlins Park is number six, 2.2 miles away. And Minute Maid Park comes in at number seven.
Huh.
2.9 miles away. Let's do another trivia question. Number 30 is T-Mobile Park in Seattle. How far away do you think the nearest Chili's is, being number 30?
Is there even a Chili's in Seattle?
I don't think so. 279 miles away. There must not be.
Here's your answer.
Wow. Yep.
Here's your answer.
It's in Tacoma.
Is it in Portland?
Crazy.
Oh, I don't know. Toronto is number 29 with 85 miles. And then Yankee Stadium's 14. So I think most of the cities all have one, but it doesn't seem like they have one. But
Just too funny, though. But like, who comes up with this stuff, man? Who comes up
random.
With it? I don't know.
I'm it's blown great away by people.
I loved
up with
it.
That. I love it too. All right, so we're going to end the show here with four questions, but now it's three because my boy Wally here got into the cookie jar a little too early. Oh, I forgot about this. What do y'all think about this? I just saw this today. I think Phil Maton to the Tampa Bay Rays. I think that's a good place for him to go. It's a team that I don't dislike, so that's good for me.
Yeah, same.
If there was,
that's how I feel.
Yeah, if there was one place that I probably wanted to see him go, it was there.
Did anybody see a number on that? I looked and didn't find it.
I don't think it's – I think they're finalizing the contract right now. That's what I read. But
yeah,
I didn't see a number, but – definitely went to a competitive team in a very competitive – division, but they're known for having good pitchers, so it's not like he's gonna have to go clean up after a bunch of scrubs. So I think it's a good place for him. Yeah. All right, so number two, because we're gonna skip number one. We'll go around the
round the horn.
Yeah, but that's already a show. So yeah. All right. Hey, we can call it that when all four of us are here. Let's go around the horn. Will Josh Hader be the Astros closer? Because Joe Espada said, I will assign these guys a role. This isn't going to be like you're going to do it this time and you're going to do it. He doesn't like that. Will Josh Hader be the closer? Let's go with Steffi first.
I don't know. I feel like I would keep Presley as the closer, have Hader as the setup guy. Because, I mean, either way you flip it, that's going to be a scary eighth, ninth inning for anybody. But I say Presley's been our guy. He has no reason to not be our guy. Keep him as our guy.
Ryan?
I think Hader's the closer. You don't pay a guy $95 million as a closer. That's been his role to come in and change his role. You know, all the talk about Presley being the utmost professional and handling this well. That news getting out tells me that there's been a conversation with Presley about not being the closer anymore. Otherwise, you know, the conversation is probably a little bit different. That's speculative on my part, obviously, but yeah, I don't think that you go out and you get the best closer in the game, you know, by far since probably Billy Wagner and then maybe Ryan Presley. You don't go out and sign that guy for $95 million and not bring him in to be your closer, especially on a 5-year deal. So I think so.
Hader's the closer. Presley's 35. Last year, Presley was not automatic. You know, there were times when Presley was good, but there are times when Presley come in and just get lit up. We were at several of those games. I think you might see some situational work where if you have 2 to 3 left-handed batters in the eighth and a spotter wants to get those guys out, you know, you'll use Hader for that high leverage spot. And you've always got Presley. You can even go back to Abreu in the ninth. And who knows? I mean, Montero was awful last year, but, you know, he was really good the year before. If he regresses to the mean, that's another weapon you've got out there. So I think Hader's your base case closer unless it's a situational issue.
I saw a graphic with Abreu, Presley, and Hader's numbers. And I told Steffi this before. I had no idea that Brian Abreu is that good. He looks like the best guy out of the three if you're looking at those numbers. He's got some crazy numbers. But I agree with the guys here, folks. Whenever they decided to sign him, they reached out to Ryan Presley, and he said, yeah, go get him. So I'm cool with it. So I think that's them kind of – I think that's kind of telling them, telling Ryan Presley that, hey, we're going to go out and get this closer, so you might not be the closer. Because he was here in the eighth inning when we had other closers, and when they all left, it's like, all right, well, you're the closer now. Hopefully – both guys, either one will be okay with either role. I think as long as their goal is to win, I think that's all that matters.
We call those rich people's problems.
Yeah, they're not my problem. All right, folks. Well, that's it. Steffi, you have any final thoughts?
No, just thank you guys for being here. It was really fun. Thanks for watching, for hanging out, for listening. Yeah, we're excited to have everyone here.
Final thoughts, Ryan?
Yeah, just good conversation. Excited to see, you know, spring training come around here and pitchers and catchers report in just a couple of weeks. And I think yesterday was 55 days in honor of Ryan Presley until opening day. So he had that going for him at least. Yeah, just excited to get this going and appreciate you guys having us on.
Yeah, it's going to be real interesting to see what the questions look like 30 days out from now. I think we'll know probably mid-March if we've got some extensions working, and that can really change the complexion of the team, firm some things up, and maybe get some of these questions answered. It's going to be a fun season.
All right, guys. Well, welcome to the team officially. You guys did great. You're officially on the team. Steffi, do you have, I forgot about this because they said spring training, did you have a small tidbit you wanted to share? Because you are the queen of spring training. And if you guys,
I know, I was literally about to say, if they want to do training, any extensions that first week of March, let your girl know I'll be there at the press conference. but no, I mean, I have tons of spring training tips. I think, there's a million things I could say about just the experience in general. Obviously, sitting
what was the first thing I
would tell somebody is wear your sunscreen. It doesn't feel like it's that hot out there, but God, it is blazing hot. There were days where I was, because my family and I, we go to the backfields a lot. Backfields are where it's at. That's where you get your autographs. That's where you get the most interaction with players, but also be respectful. And I think my biggest tip ever, be respectful to players when you ask for their autograph. Just screaming their name a million times is super annoying. But if you ask with kindness, they are so much more like apt to give you an autograph. I learned, like, I have a friend who used to be a coach with the Rangers, and he told me that one time. And I was like, you don't really think about that as a fan, that, you know, they hear just people yelling their name or their number and like, hey, can I get an autograph? But, you know, if you look someone in the eye and say, you know, hey, Jordan, do you mind if I get an autograph, please? Like, they're going to remember that interaction more than they're going to remember the annoying ones. And also, too, they just seem much more excited when you do that instead of just yelling at them like crazy. So, yeah, be respectful when you're asking for autographs. They're people, too. Yeah.
Pretty wide variety of hotels near the...
So if you can find an Airbnb, get an Airbnb instead. It's so much more fun for your friends, for your family, and much cheaper usually. I know we were looking this week and there's five of us going and we're looking at an Airbnb that has like three bedrooms, and everyone going is couples except for me. It's my parents, their friends, who are a couple as well, and then me. So we found a three bedroom house for like, I think $290 a night. Which isn't bad. Great. And it's very close location to the ballpark. And also when you're there at the end of the night, you can sit around, watch TV together, hang out together. You know, if you want to cook your own breakfast at home, then you can do that, which you really can't do as much in a hotel unless you have a kitchenette. So if you can go Airbnb, go Airbnb.
Do you guys go to the road games?
We do. We actually go to Jupiter every year. So we always make sure we go to a Cardinals game because my parents' friends who go with us are he's from St. Louis originally. So he's a Cardinals fan. So we're actually going to the Astros Cardinals in Jupiter on the Thursday of the first week of March. So that'll be real fun. We're super excited about that. And last year, we actually did go out to a place that was right on the water for dinner and ended up sitting right next to Framber Valdez all night. So I have a great picture of my whole family with Framber just chilling in the background. It's my favorite picture ever. It's great.
That's awesome.
Cool. And also too, like going up to players when they're out and about in the city and asking for autographs and doing all that stuff. I think that's like, personally don't like people to do that. I mean, if you want to say, hey, Framber, great to meet you. Hope you have a great night, whatever, like buy him a drink, whatever. But, you know, asking for autographs and all that stuff, like I always say leave that at the ballpark. Like it's their job when they're there. But when they're out in the community, absolutely, like let them have their privacy, let them have their space. You know, just be respectful of people's personal boundaries.
That's a great idea to buy him a drink if you see him out and about, because
that's I've never bought a drink for somebody making $12 million before.
Hey, but it'll buy you a selfie. Hey, good, you know. But yeah, it was really fun when we saw him last year because we were walking and I saw him way in front of us and I was like, I saw his hair and I was like, Dad, is that Framber? And he's like, I don't know. I don't think so, though. And I was like, that's got to be Framber. Sure enough, we start walking past closer. And I was like, Dad, it's 100% Framber. And he looks over. He's like, oh, my God, you were right. And he was going into a different restaurant. But I guess they didn't have room. So he came to the restaurant we were at. The people right beside us were leaving. And we're like, oh, you can have our table. So ended up sitting right next to us. And, you know, as I was walking by, we were wearing full on Astros gear. So he knew we were fans and we probably knew who he was. And we kind of did like the eye contact and just kind of nod, you know, and left it at that. And kept going.
You nodded down?
Yeah.
I don't know if I said that on here, but there's a thing. I don't know if you guys know this.
The man code. Yeah.
Yeah.
When you see someone,
you go up. When you don't know them, you go down. I didn't know that was only guys.
Is that a thing?
That's a thing.
I didn't know that.
I just always go down. Yeah, I go to work and I'm like, hey, bud. I'm like, hello, sir. Like, it is real. Yeah. I do it all the time. It's the tip of the cap
to somebody you don't know. You know, it's somebody that you do know. So.
Yeah, I never knew it. And then I did it. Now I can't get it out. I can't get it out of my mind.
You know what I mean? Because you're like that's happy hilarious. To see people you know. So you're like, hey. Mm-hmm. And so it's just natural up movement, you know? I don't know.
Dang. I think it's sup. Hey, sup, guy. Sup. Mm-hmm. All right, well, that's it, folks.
Sup to someone in a year. Well. Sup.
Well, I'll end it with that. Steffi, congratulations on not dropping an F-bomb this episode.
I'm proud of myself. This is growth.
Guys, Steffi was so upset. We talked about the Oakland A's having zero giveaways, and she was
like, Oh, I listened to that. I listened to that, and I thought the same thing. I mean, wasn't blurting out as quick as like Steffi was, but I agree with you 100%.
I am my true authentic self, and my true authentic self just brings an F-bomb now and then. Okay.
Have y'all ever driven by that stadium and been in that area?
I went last year to a game. I went to their game against the Yankees. It's scary when you're like, you feel unsafe when you're walking around there. Like the gating around like the whole little walkway to get to the Coliseum. Also, I didn't even realize it's called Ring Central Coliseum now. And they literally just have like a banner hanging from the side. It's not even an actual sign. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I did get a cool towel though.
Well, the city of
The city of Oakland got what they deserved with the A's leaving. They did everything they could to try to stay, and they threw up barrier after barrier. So finally, you can't. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the ownership's like out there. I hear they don't like them very much, but I think I would have done about the same thing.
Yeah.
All right, folks, that's it for Stadium Steffi, Ryan, and Wally. We appreciate you tuning in to this episode.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.